Shalom. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm taking a moment to share some important information about Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're following the leading of the Holy Spirit to purchase a new facility for our congregation in the heart of the Jewish community of Rochester, New York. We've experienced several miraculous confirmations that this purchase is God's plan to make us more effective in our outreach to the Jewish community here. Our previous facility has been sold, and we are meeting in rented quarters until we close on the new facility at the end of 2020. Through the generous donations of our regular attenders, we've raised a significant part of the funds that will be needed to close, but we also need your help. If you've been blessed by our podcast, please pray for us and ask the Lord, what do you want to do through me to accomplish your will for Congregation Shema Yisrael? If you pray this prayer and do what God leads you to do in faith, we will succeed in purchasing this facility and become much more effective in reaching the Jewish people of Rochester with the life-saving good news of Messiah Yeshua. To participate, please visit shematime.org. That's shematime.org, where you can learn more about this amazing move of God and support us by clicking the donate button. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you as you listen to this podcast.
So let us stand and let's pray. Did you bring your Bibles today? Do I see them? Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Rabbi, he may do something else, but the Holy Spirit told me to get us here at this point so we can get used to bringing the word for the word. I'm going to read Hosea chapter 2, verse 1, and then I'm going to pray into our message for today. Yet the number of B'nai Israel will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or counted. Instead of you are not my people being said to them, they will be called children of the living God. Father, we thank you for this Shabbat and this time where we can come before you to give your name glory. I pray, Lord, that everything that we hear and see today will be from the throne room of heaven. I pray now an open heaven over this place, Lord, that there will be no hindrance of your word. There will be nothing stopping you from flowing, and may you get all the glory and honor in this place. We do acknowledge you as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. We ask, Lord, that you will fall fresh on us, and we will receive the revelation from you, Almighty God. It is in Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you very much. The treasure of adoption, that's what we're talking about today, the treasure of adoption. If you will, with your Bible, because this is going to be the first test, we're going to look at Hosea chapter 1. I'm going to read from the Living Translation because that's what the Lord has given me. But if you have the Tree of Life, it will be chapter 2 verse 1 again. But I'm going to read from chapter 1 in New Living Translation, 8 through 11, so you can just follow along with me. Amen? Amen. I'm not even going to look at the slides, so you guys will be okay with that, all right? Amen. Good, because Rabbi helped me out with that. I'm not a PowerPoint guy, but we're here to praise the Lord anyhow. After Gomer had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she again became pregnant and gave birth to a second son. And the Lord said, name him Lo-Ami, not my people, for Israel is not my people, and I am not their God. Yet the time will come when Israel will prosper and become a great nation. In that day, its people will be like the sands of the seashore, too many to count. Then at the place where they were told, you are not my people, it will be said, you are the children of the living God. Then the people of Judah and Israel will unite under one leader, and they will return from exile together. What a day that will be, the day of Jezreel, when God will again plant his people in his land. What does it mean to be adopted? We adopt highways, we adopt pets of all kinds, we adopt rescue animals, and some of us have been adopted by great families and some not so great families. Adoption. Can it make you question yourself? What is my real name, you may ask? I guess if it depends on the day. Today, I'm Mark, but yesterday, last week, last year, the last decade, I could have told you, call me broken, call me sad, call me abandoned, call me lost, call me helpless, call me homeless, call me unsaved. Over the last decade, you could have called me angry, a murderer, a drunkard. Is everybody getting the point? It depends on what's in your heart and how God will use you. It doesn't matter, adopted or not. What does the Torah say about adoption? What do you know? Do you know who you are in Messiah? Today, my assignment is to inform you of these very topics. Who does Adonai Elohim say you are? Based on Adonai's thoughts of us, and how he sees us, and how should we see 2020 and the next decade? Today, I will give you undeniable truths about our position in the heavenly realm and our position in Messiah. Who are you and what treasure you have in you? We will seal this truth at the end of the message today to make sure you know what treasure you have in yourself. Hosea, the history of Israel in Hosea's day is quite remarkable. Hosea, or Hoshea, the son of Beeri, means salvation. Hosea was to the northern kingdom what Jeremiah was to the southern kingdom, a weeping prophet. In the course of the prophecy, Hosea was commanded to marry Gomer, who bore two sons and a daughter. Throughout the prophecy, the prophet's personal history was made to be symbolic of the relationship between Adonai and Israel. Because of the tragic detail of his personal life, Hosea has been known as a broken-hearted prophet. His sorrows provide a great illustration of the brokenhearted Lord in his relationship with sinful mankind. Now we're going to get to our Bibles and you all can participate. I'm going to turn again back to Hosea chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, and I'm going to read it again for us, but I'm going to read from the World Messianic Bible. So you can turn to your Bible there, and I will read from here. In chapter 1. When the Lord spake at first, wait a minute, did you all find Hosea? It's right after Daniel, because it's real Bibles today, so we want to make sure I'm not going too fast. At Tree of Life, it'll be chapter 2. Okay? That's good? Okay. I know this is a new day for the real Bibles, and I didn't put slides up there because it was enough to get that up there, and I'm like, I'm not going to hold your hand today. That's really what happened. So, verse 2, when the Lord spake at first to Hosea, the Lord said, Hosea, go take yourself a wife of prostitution and children of unfaithfulness, for the land commits great adultery, forsaking the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Verse 4. The Lord said to him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel in the house of Jehu, and will cause the kingdom of the house of Israel to cease. Verse 5. It will happen in that day that I will break the bow of Jezreel. She conceived again and bore a daughter. Then he said to him, call her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel, that I should in any way pardon them. And this Lo-Ruhamah, the name of the her name means no mercy, no pity, compromise is over, and judgment is imminent. Verse 7. But I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by bow, sword, battle, horses, or horsemen. Now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. He said, call his name Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I will be not yours. And his name means not my people, but there's a caveat, because Genesis 12, 1 and 3 lets us know that the Abrahamic covenant is still in effect, and God didn't get rid of that. So that's a sidebar for you. Yet the number of the children of Israel in verse 10 will be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or counted. And it will come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called sons of the living God. The children of Judah and the children of Israel will be gathered together, and they will be appoint themselves one head and will go up from the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel. So let me tell you what this is saying. The prophecy will be satisfied in the future to come, this prophecy. For then Adonai will sow the Hebrew people into himself in righteousness. It will be the kingdom age when at the beginning Israel will accept the Messiah. And we can stop and say thank you, Lord, right there. Somebody gonna say thank you, Lord? Amen. This is going to be a great day for all the Jewish nation of people that we've been praying for so long. Hosea's prophecy gave Israel a tangible example of its spiritual idolatry, yet portrayed God's love for Israel in spite of her spiritual infidelity. It constituted a national call for repentance. In Hosea chapter 1 and 2, I'm going to read from chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. I will give her her vineyards from hence and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she shall come up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall come it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that you shall call me Aishi, and shall call me no more Baal. God is trying to tell the nation of Israel, yes, I am angry with you, but I will do a better thing for you in the future if you would just turn back to me. That's the adulterous ways that not only that they have, but we also have within ourselves. So Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. We're going to see what it is talking about in the New Testament or the New Covenant concerning this treasure of adoption. So in the Tree of Life, you can turn to chapter 8, verse 14 and 17. Are you there? For all who are led by the Ruach Elohim, These are the sons of God. For you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall again into fear. Rather, you receive the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Ruach himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, also heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Messiah, for if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. That is a big statement. It's a promise that we must stake ourselves a hold to. Yeshua should be our rarest and most treasured gift forever. He is the adoption maker. He is responsible for connecting our relationship with the Father. He is the eternal matchmaker. He is the branch. He is the way of the fatherless to their eternal Father. Adonai thought enough about you and me and gave the exchange of adoption. He gave us his treasure, our treasure of adoption. John 3:16, we know it well. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and who whatever soever believeth in him would not perish, but would have eternal life. That's the promise we have because of what Yeshua has done. In Hosea, there are some 55 sins that Israel, Hosea prophesied to Israel, some 55 sins that they were committing. There were some 26 commands Hosea was told to speak to the people. And there are some 30 similarities of Gomer the adulterer and the nation of Israel within his life and history. Israel, the Y, the I, the S, the R, the A, the E, and the L. The Yod is the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet, the Y. The Lamed is the tallest or the largest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Elohim says to Israel, I will begin you small with one man, Abraham, but I will make you the greatest nation on the earth. That is Israel. Begin small with the first letter and enlarge with the last letter. Pretty fascinating in my estimation. So when we look forward to this next decade of 2020, starting with this first year of it, the 5 plus the 8, 5 plus the 7 plus the 8 plus the 0 equals 20. 20 and 20, dreams and visions that will come true this year. Ava was up praying about miracles and all of those things. We have to, in 2020, have a tasting of what we will see. It has to be an expectancy of what we're going for, we're striving for. One of the things that is fascinating with the Benafshi class, the Being Health class on Thursdays, every other Thursday, is Rabbi's intention, and I know it's Pastor Tom's heart, is that we are free in every area of our life. And what happened on Thursday was, for me, I got a revelation of something that happened in my childhood, and I shared it, and Rabbi David and Sean and I helped me to finally break it off. A horrible experience, and when I was a child, my mom, I thought she was going to leave and go down south to visit her dad, and she was going to leave me, and I cried so hard with the fear of her leaving me that my nose bled. And I was heartbroken. I thought she was going to abandon me. I thought she wasn't going to come back. And she turned around and she said, if anybody's going, I'm taking him. But I opened the door, Pastor Tom, and we cleared that out. But here's the other thing that happened, because what Rabbi is trying to release to us and through the spiritual warfare that we're dealing with, if we want to have breakthrough and we want to understand the power of adoption, the treasure of adoption, we have to know that there are some things in our past that is hindering us. And I was praying, and the Lord brought envy to my spirit. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he showed me that when I was in pain in my body, I envied people who had good health. I envied those that could walk and ride bicycles and run. And you see me up here, and I'm standing, I'm praying, and I'm preaching the word today. But there are days when my family will tell you I don't even can't even get up. But those days are coming to a quick end. Because I'm going to filter out the fear, the abandonment, the envy, the anger. All of that is a hindrance for the vision of 2020, the vision of the next decade. It has to be for you, but you have to be willing to be in the place to get that breakthrough. You have to be. We have authority and power given by Almighty God to see further this year, this decade, than we've ever seen before. We must speak and create reality to manifest. Speak faith according to Torah. Ask for godly upgrade this year, this decade. God blesses, it should have been, pursuit. Go. Faith without works is dead. Faith to say, I need prayer, but you don't come and get some. That's up to you, but we're saying the table is spread in Shema. It's spread in Shema. We have a banquet table of spiritual gifts and spiritual blessings that I've never seen before in my life. We're free to worship. We're free to speak in unknown tongues and have interpretation, and prophetic words are coming forth in healing. This is what prayer does. This is what is happening in the house. This is because the leaders of Shema have said, and all those are watching and all of you are sitting here, is because that comes from the top of our leadership. And I've been in ministries where I could not speak in unknown tongues. It was forbidden. And I had the gift and had to quench the gift. And I'm here because we are free to grab a hold, and we are, God says, pursue me, go. Go until God says, stop. He is behind you. He is behind you. I'm going to turn to Romans chapter 9, and I'm coming to a close. But this is a great summation of what we have our hands on with this gift. A wonderful gift. And I know that I have the New Living Translation, but I want you to get the essence of the word, because it speaks to the treasure of adoption. Are we ready to listen and follow on? So, Romans chapter 9, verse 24 through 33. Even upon us, whom he selected, both from the Jews and from the Gentiles. Concerning the Gentiles, God said in the prophecy of Hosea, those who were not my people I will now call my people. And those and I will love them, whom I did love before. In verse 26, and once they were told, you are not my people, but now he will say, you are the children of the living God. Concerning Israel, Isaiah the prophet cried out, though the people of Israel are as numerous as the sand of the seashore, only a small number will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth quickly and with finality. Verse 29, and Isaiah said in another place, if the Lord Almighty had not spared a few of us, we would have been wiped out as completely as Sodom and Gomorrah. Well then, what shall we say about these things? Just this, the Gentiles have been made right with God by faith, even though they were not seeking him. But the Jews, who tried so hard to get right with God by keeping the law, never succeeded. Why not? Verse 32. Because they were trying to get right with God by keeping the law and being good instead of being dependent on faith. They stumbled over the great rock in their path. God warned them of this in the scriptures when he said, I am placing a stone in Jerusalem that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. But anyone who believes in him will not be disappointed. That's a good word. That is a good, good word. Rather than spend time without you and me, he provided the treasure of adoption, the way to spend eternity with you. What did Adonai do? What did the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit do? They said, with you and me, with your and my wretched selves. He said, even though I know you have a mean streak, even though I know you're selfish, even though I know you're sad and lonely, depressed, bitter, and all that stuff, he said, I'm still gonna make a way. His love saw through all of our mess. Consider what the plan of adoption has been since Elohim said, let us make man in our image and likeness. Some of you believe that you have been only redeemed. And that's true, you have been. But that's not all. You've actually been replaced. You and I, we were meant to go to eternity and damnation, but he just didn't redeem us from that. He took our place for that. This is the plan and the treasure of adoption. So what God said, he said this. He said, I'm going to come from my high and lofty place. I'm going to take off my ephod that the grace high priest wears. And he said, I'm going to take off my robe. And he said, and I'm going to take off the damage, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to place it around you, daughter, because I am going to redeem you. My priestly robes I'm going to put on you. And he did this for each and every one of us. His royal robes are now our royal robes. Our filthy rags are now Yeshua's filthy rags, because he just didn't redeem us, Mishpaha. He replaced each and every one of us. This is an eternal relationship. But do you know him as Daddy? Do you know him as Abba, Father? Your redemption makes you an heir, royalty. Think about how he turned time upside down for the world. Before Yeshua came to the earth realm, time counted up. But after he came, before he comes to earth again, returns from the heavenly realm, time has started to count up. Imagine that. He loves all his children so much that he caused the hourglass to pour upside down. Get that in your mind. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. He can turn the hourglass upside down and the sand goes up. Knowing him is more important than serving him. To know him, to serve him, is to know him. Yeshua stopped us. Yeshua showed us that he would give up his seat, his place of honor, and sit you and me in his place. That's worth praising him for. That's worth serving him for. Amen? Some of you don't realize that you are an heir of the King of the universe, that you're an heir of the King of Israel. This is the treasure of adoption. We are no longer slaves. We are children of the Most High God. Amen? We can give the Lord a hand praise. We're kind of old-fashioned today, so I'm going to ask Pastor Tom, Rabbi to come up, Ava to come up. We're going to have an old-fashioned altar prayer, altar call right now. Up in here. Judith, I want you to come on around, swing around. Frank, you can tape or you can stop, but we're going to have altar prayer right up here. Come on up. And And those that need prayer, I'm encouraging you to come up, because we are under an open heaven. Don't take it lightly. Don't think that it's a mistake. This is an intention. It's done in intention this morning. Amen? So let us all stand. So I'm going to begin to pray. And as the Lord moves your heart, come up. What I said a minute ago, I meant. What the leadership has put in place, the banquet table is prepared for you to eat and to feast off all the supernatural things that your heart desire, to your heart's desire. Amen? Amen. Randy, can you play something? Father, we thank you for this day. I pray, Father, that you would move on the hearts of your children even now. I know, Lord, that they want to believe that their adoption is sure, but some of them have been questioning you too long. They've been questioning if I am truly adopted, am I a child of the living God? And the answer is yes, you are. But you will walk different. You will talk different if you believe that you've been adopted by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You won't act the way you act, and you won't believe the way you believe unless you know for certain that I am. So I encourage you, if the Holy Spirit moves on your heart, to come forward and get prayer. It's not a salvation prayer necessarily, but it's just an affirmation prayer for those who said, yes, he is my Lord, he is my Savior, but I have not really made him the Lord of my life. And I know I've been redeemed, but I wasn't sure that I've been replaced. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessing of your word. We thank you for the promise of adoption. We thank you for Yeshua, that he took off his royalty and became a pauper, that we may be royal. He took off his garments that are holy and righteous and full of glory, and came and replaced it with wretched rags for us. And we thank you for that today. Keep coming, Reggie. Come on up. Come right in front of whoever the Lord leads you. So, Father, we are so honored that you would meet us here today. And I pray, Lord, that everyone who has been struggling and they need breakthrough, I say, let them go loose, my people, and let them go in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. They want to be free. They just don't want to be free, God. They want to be free indeed. You can't keep struggling with a sickness. You can't keep struggling with an infirmity. You can't keep struggling with all these things, and you sit back and say, I'm not ready. Yes, be ready. You can pray, Rabbi. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just want to make a particular invitation to those of you who did not have a father who was a godly father. And so when this whole question of God being a father comes up, it's like, well, I'm not sure I want to have somebody be my father, because the only model I have, the only experience I have with a father was not good. So that's something that many, many people struggle with. And if that's you, I want to encourage you to come up, and we're going to just pray that God would reveal to you what a good father would be like, because he is a good father. We sang it this morning. I don't know if Ethel and you colluded on that. He's a good father. So come up for prayer if that's something that you struggle with.
Thank you. I'm going to keep praying as well. Father, we thank you. Father, I pray that you will touch the soul, the deep place, the hurting place of those who feel like they're fatherless. Father, we shame the devil today, and we want breakthrough today. We want their adoption to be sure. I pray, Father, in the name of Yeshua, while they're praying up here right now, I pray that you pour down rain to where it soaks the inside of their shoes supernaturally, God. I pray, Lord, that the anointing will fall on them as they're getting prayer, they're receiving prayer, that it will come down like rain. And when they walk away, their shoes will be squeaking, soaked with your glory. Come down, God. Touch your people today. No more of this bronchitis thing. No more of respiratory issues. No more. We release your living water in this place today. We are unashamed of the gospel. We are unashamed of your authority and power. And we ask God, release your children today. It doesn't matter which ailment you have. I pray from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, to the north of you, the south of you, the east of you, and the west of you, to your front and to your rear, that God will come and touch your soul today. We are here, God, waiting on you. Bishop, can you come up and be a prayer warrior for me? I thank you, Father. I thank you in the name of Yeshua. We are here for breakthrough. We're not here for service. We're not here to play games. We are here for your power to be released. We're here for your word to go forth in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for those who they thought they had a good daddy, but he was a bad daddy, but they loved that daddy. But you are the eternal daddy for all of us, God. When mother and father forsake you, God Almighty will be there for you. This is the God of Israel we're talking about. The true and living God. True and living God. Move in a mighty way, God. Release the gift in them as they're being prayed for, Lord. Stir up the gift in them. Bring out that gift. That gift, the utterance of unknown tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues, the gift of healing, the gift of works, the gift of evangelism, release it in them right now. I pray an anointing over those who are praying, Father, that they will have such an anointing that it will pour down on them, God. Move in a mighty way today, Lord, like no other. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hear me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. While you're in your seats and you're standing there, just praise God for what he's doing for your brothers and your sisters up here. Give God glory. We push back the enemy together. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. Let your faith work today. Let your faith work today. Let God release. We are no longer strangers. We're no longer strangers in this land. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you today, Lord. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for the overflow of your presence. We thank you today. We thank you today, God. Yes, Lord, there is a change in the air. There is a change in the air. Reach out and grab that change for your life. Reach out and grab that change for your life. Don't let the devil keep beating you up and telling you you're not a child of God. I just was given the assignment to tell you you are. Thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.